The Florida Gator women's basketball team is on a two-game losing streak after falling to South Carolina 52-44 on Sunday. The Gators were playing catch-up all game, and even with the score tied on three different occasions, Florida never got a hold of the lead. The Gamecocks outworked the orange and blue on the boards as well, pulling down 59 rebounds to Florida's 41. Gator head coach Amanda Butler says that statistic was one of the most painful of the afternoon.
Just really, really disappointed in our rebounding performance. It was something we worked hard on this week and, didn't carry it over into the game. And there's just really no excuse for that. But you have to give South Carolina a lot of credit. They played very hard, played very tough. And obviously it was, their number one agenda item to out-rebound us. And they did that and then some.
Florida also struggled on the offensive end of the floor, shooting a mere 29.8% from the field, their lowest of the season. Butler says her team got good looks at the basket, but just couldn't convert.
You know, offensively, I think our problems were very similar to our rebounding problems. We just weren't physical enough. We didn't finish in the paint. We were playing, I guess, for a foul. I'm not quite sure.
The one outlier for the Gators' less-than-stellar performance was the play of junior guard Jatera Bonds, who finished with a game-high 16 points. Bonds is averaging just over 18 points per game in league play this season, and Butler says she's the glue that holds the offense together.
I fought really hard and was offensively, in particular, the one bright spot for us, and had some moments where, she was kind of our unstoppable offensive player.
Although pointing fingers and placing blame isn't something the Gators do, Butler does realize that playing without the team's leading scorer, senior Jennifer George, puts her team at a bit of a disadvantage. Trying to fill the post player role is transfer Vicky McIntyre, who recorded 4 points and 6 rebounds in Sunday's loss. Despite her contributions, McIntyre says she was upset with her overall play.
Well, obviously I'm not happy with my performance and it wasn't acceptable. And, they're just a really physical team, probably the most physical in the paint we played thus far. That's no excuse at all, but it's just something we didn't do well adjusting to.
McIntyre and the rest of the Gators will have just a few days to regroup before their next SEC game against Ole Miss. Florida will welcome the Rebels to the O-Dome on Thursday for a 7 p.m. matchup. The game is scheduled to air on ESPN3.com.